Curiosity is a superpower. If I had to choose one skill or one character trait that can guarantee the best possible life, whatever that means, curiosity would be the one. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This episode is for everyone interested in ideas and practical tools to develop the most useful skills for yourself and for the people you care about. Curiosity is the opposite of judgment. It's one of the few skills in life that'll make sure that you're open to new experiences, that you won't be afraid of new challenges that show up, as they will, that you're open and friendly towards other people. If I had to choose one skill that guarantees both success in personal and professional life and happiness, that would be the one. It is the counterpoint to all those worldviews and attitudes that bring down individuals and societies when they're lacking, when they're not in place. And curiosity is the one thing that can bring whatever you want in your life faster and more effortlessly than probably anything else. It's like a skill of attracting the good things in life. Because when we're curious and open as a result of our curiosity, that's when you notice that your life begins to positively change for the better. It's like a healthy disease, almost. It does something to you. It'll take over your life in positive ways. And curiosity is in our nature. It is not normal for a human child to not be curious. And of course, there are differences in temperament from the get-go. In children, we know that, even though there are some schools of thought that try not to see it. But the fact is, curiosity is inbuilt. In my experience, the only counterpoint to curiosity is fear. When I was growing up, whatever I did or did not do was determined by the power play of these two emotions. And generally speaking, any successes in my life were allowed by curiosity being the winner, at least for some time. And both emotions have a purpose, of course. There are times when it's rational, when it's useful to feel fear and to hold back and not act. But the thing is, those situations rarely happen in today's modern world. There are much fewer dangers now than there have been in the past, but our biology has not caught up. Your body doesn't know this. This is why we react to many perfectly safe things as though they were dangerous. Because our bodies are built for survival. It expects dangerous situations whether or not they are there. And the people who are able to understand their natural reactions and can bypass automated reactions so that they can choose consciously whether to act in a situation or not and in what way, these are the winners in life. Not just winners over other people, but winners in terms of making their lives an image of their possible greatest achievements. And curiosity does not come easily, especially where other people are concerned. We can think of stories, like biblical stories, and myths, and legends. The apple from the tree of knowledge, Pandora's box, or Icarus's wings. These are stories common across cultures that teach us the dangers in curiosity. In horror stories and movies, bad things happen to people who are open and curious. It's a stereotype that we grow within cultures. And they're almost completely not true. They're almost always not true in most common situations. But that is something we have inside of us. And it is up to us how we deal with that, how we work with it. To me, in my experience, my life has gotten better to the degree to which I was able to embrace uncertainty, embrace the unknown, and learn from it, without having some sort of a safety net under me. What I'm saying is that curiosity is a superpower, one of the most important skills to develop that can lead to almost anything else that we might want in life, that'll propel us forward, allow us to get the feedback that we need to progress in life, to learn and evolve. Because we live in the safest world there has ever been. Something that we find it easy to disagree with just by watching the news. How can you say that the world is safe when a big chunk of Europe is at war? When there are always clashes and wars of some sort across the globe. Yes, these things happen. And it is a tragedy that they do. But the fact is, for most of us at least, life is remarkably safe. And the trouble that we have, that we experience in life, as we try to make our living and take care of our families, they are generally not life-threatening. And in these situations that are common to us, we are always better off with more curiosity, with more openness, and more confidence that grows out of it. Because they make it much easier to take charge in life and really make a difference. That'll build the sense of wonder and awe and respect towards people, things, and nature. And curiosity is a skill. It's not just a trait. It is something that can be taught, that can be learned and improved. And the basic recipe essentially is moving away from the ego and towards the things that fascinate us. It's about being more open. It's about not trying to be interesting to other people, but instead being interested. It's about relaxing into that wonder without any expectations as to what might lie on the other end. Curiosity is the basis for genuine attraction. Only when we allow ourselves to relax into that curiosity, into wanting to know and learn about other people without any judgment, is when we learn to understand another person. When we might fall in love with a person the way they are, rather than how we want to see them or how they present themselves to us. It's an attitude that any pioneer in science had when they were discovering natural laws and creating inventions that would use these principles and laws of nature, first gleaned in that state of awe and curiosity. So what we should do is take that attitude that these people had or have and use it on everything. Everything that surrounds us in the natural world is worthy of that, of your curiosity, of your interest. This is all about moving outside of our thoughts and our mental models that we've created a long time in the past, and getting to know things and people the way they really are, rather than trying to impress, rather than just accepting the way we learned things were when we were children, where our understanding was very limited, or being focused on how other people see us and trying to make the best impression. And to me, that goes mostly for relationships. This is where we can get the most by being the most honest, the most open and curious. When we open up without caring what impression we make on the other person. Because when you do that, the experience will tell you. The impression that you make is always a good one. It almost can't not be, because we all appreciate genuine curiosity. We appreciate it. Almost no matter what other skills you have and how well developed these skills are. When it comes to friendships and relationships, sometimes I like the comparison to social dancing, especially Latin like salsa or bachata, because these to me are a microcosm of relationships and dating, in a sense, in that I've learned, as I was learning those dances, what a small change in attitude and in mindset can do to the overall experience. In that, as I've learned enough moves to be able to dance without repeating myself too much and be creative, my own enjoyment of the dancing actually went down. And I only recently realized why that was. And the reason is because my dancing became too performative. I was too involved in trying to make a good impression and bring the best and show off the most. Show off the best moves and techniques and as many of them as possible in one dance. Well, what I do now is I will do the basic step several times in a row. And I'll just try to connect to my partner as best as I can. I feel the touch. I feel the connection through touch, through eye contact. And I make that the most important move. And then everything else that happens is just a bonus. And curiously, the feedback that I get is way more positive. It's almost unbelievably positive than it was when I was trying all those flashy techniques without making that connection. So that previously, having learned all those moves, feeling anxious and worried before the party, because I was not curious, I was not open. Whereas now I know that curiosity and appreciation and genuine honesty, they're the only things that really matter. And if you have that, anything that happens will be positive. And it will be positively appreciated. Because when you mean well and you're just honestly doing your best, you can't really do anything wrong. Anything that happens at worst is a learning experience. Curiosity opens up space for everything that is great in life. It's the building block of every successful life and the spice of every relationship. So think about how you can evolve, how you can grow your curiosity about things and even more so about people. Consider a person who you may not be into that much or somebody you would like to understand more and think about their life and life experience. What have they gone through that shaped and molded their personality? How were they growing up as a child? What do they value and why? What are they interested in? What do you think has shaped that interest? What do they aspire to be? What moves them? Try to understand the person as much as you can without making assumptions, without insisting that your answers necessarily are the answers. Because when it comes to curiosity, to really understanding or being on the journey to understand, the questions are more important than the answers. They're what opens up the path to learning, think about these questions and really try to understand and be genuinely interested, let go of what you think you know to learn more from your higher self, your more evolved self. And then use what you've gleaned from that contemplation, from that openness and curiosity. Take that and use it to make your world, in some way, shape, or form, a better place. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.